Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Women's Golf.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Women's Golf. The Tigers are back from Puerto Rico, getting ready to head to Florida for the Moon Golf Invitational. We're joined now by Tigers head coach Melissa Llewellyn. Boy, a fabulous final 2 days for your squad in Puerto Rico. Coach, your thoughts now as you look back to that first event of this winter and spring season?
I think it was a great way to kick off the spring season, to play so well, especially the final round, shooting 11 under. Anna Foster had her career low round of 65, which we knew it was coming. The girl just needed to make a few putts, and she started going in the hole. It was a lot of fun. So I really anticipate seeing a lot more low rounds from Anna. And then, of course, Megan, just steady Eddie, great round of 68, finished tied for third. We always want to have an opportunity to win the tournament, and we did have the opportunity. We follow live scoring. We had the lead for a bit, and then honestly, we struggled a little bit on some par fives on the back nine, and that kind of knocked us out of it. But we were only two shots back, and we continue to kind of jockey that fifth position in our lineup. So we have a different lineup for the Moon Golf Invitational.
How different is that lineup for Moon Golf? Are you ready to announce it yet?
Well, we've got the same four that played in the top four positions, Megan, Anna, Casey Weidenfeld, and freshman Anna Davis are in the top four. And then Katie Cranston had some solid play in Puerto Rico and I think earned that position. So we are taking seven players. So two will play as individuals, and we're starting qualifying today on very soggy golf courses. The back nine at the AU club is completely underwater around like 12, 13, 14. I mean, those greens look like island greens. So much water. So crazy. So it's going to be a little sloppy this afternoon, but hey, it's the same for everybody.
How do you feel about your depth on this squad at this point of the season, Coach?
I think you should ask the girls about how do they feel about the depth. you know, from a coach's standpoint, it makes everybody better. It's difficult being a player on that team. You know, I talked with Coach Johnny the other day. I'm like, God, I wish I could substitute, you know, mid-round sometimes. We've got such a deep roster, but that's really not how our sport works. So it's just competitive. So every day everyone's working really hard. It's an interesting scenario because golf is such an individual sport and we try to make it a team sport. And you know, you're scrapping and clawing to get that, you know, that position to travel. And there's nothing worse than not traveling. And so it's tough. I think the qualifying is harder than the tournaments.
Coach, if you would, give us a preview of the Moon Golf. I know that this one has an Auburn. This is always an Auburn feel tournament year in and year out.
It is. Ann and Dan Moon are Auburn alums. Ann played on the golf team here at Auburn under Coach Evans. And they started Moon Golf in Florida. They had three stores in Florida. I think now they're actually just sold the West Palm Beach store, and they opened one here in Auburn. And we love it because we do all of our club fitting, club repair at Moon Golf here in Auburn. So it's been just a godsend for us. But Ann and Dan, they really believe in giving back. You know, they support our golf team and Auburn Athletics, but she just knows that they've been very fortunate, and to something that college golf did for her has so much meaning. And so she wants to give back to college golf and she's giving back to junior golf. And so Moon Golf is becoming a very familiar name amongst junior golfers and college golfers. And, you know, it's a great tournament. It's really built over the years. Courtney Trimble is the tournament director, who she was a player here and assistant coach. So she's really built the field up. It's arguably one of the very best fields. I think back-to-back tournaments for us will be Moon Golf and Darius. We'll just have spectacular field strength.
That's Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at Century Country Club down in Melbourne, Florida. Before we go, Coach, also wanted to make mention, you've got not one, not two, but three that have accepted invitations to play in the Augusta National Women's Amateur coming up.
It's just such a treat. And Augusta National is such a special place. And I know Casey Weidenfeld has been gunning for this for a couple of years, and it was really a huge goal for her. And when she got that invitation, we had many meetings about what tournaments she should play in. Should she play in this? Should she not play in this? And really trying to be strategic about it. And, you know, I said, at the end of the day, you just play good golf and you're going to get in. So she made it easily. She's really excited. She's going to go play a practice round at Champions Retreat. A buddy of mine that I grew up with in Tulsa is a member at Champions Retreat. And that's really the course you got to figure out, because you got to, you know, be in the top 30 at that golf course in order to make it to the final round at Augusta National. So she's going to go over and play a practice round and do her homework and try to prepare the best that she can. But, you know, of course, Anna Davis won 2 years ago, the girl with the bucket hat. You know, she's a freshman on our team now, started in January. And I think she feels very comfortable here. She's very happy and you know, just adjusting to a lot of things. And I think that some really good golf is in her future. So, of course, Megan just had a really great tournament last year at Augusta National, made it to the final round, and just continue to gain confidence in her abilities. And golf's a hard game. And to play it well on that stage is just something just so satisfying.
Wish you all the best. Safe travels this week, Coach. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for the visit, War Eagle.
Thank you, Andy. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Melissa Llewellyn on This Week in Auburn Women's Golf.